The Irish Times, Election 2011, Constituency Profiles.
Barry Rhodes, Southern Correspondent, Cork South West. Cork South West is a three-seat constituency which runs east to west from the outskirts of Carrigaline outside Cork City all the way down to the end of the Bear Peninsula, and it includes towns such as Kinsale, Bandon, Clonakilty, Dunmanway, Skibbereen, Bantry and Castletownbere. Very much a rural constituency dependent on farming, fishing and tourism. Bantry Hospital is an issue. There's huge concern over the future of it and the future of its accident emergency department. However, I think the main issue in Cork South West as elsewhere is unemployment and how the economic downturn is affecting the local agriculture, fishing and tourism industries, and that's the main concern for a lot of people, with immigration obviously rearing its head. Cork South West is a constituency where Fine Gael have done exceptionally well. They've had a particularly shrewd vote management strategy here over the last 20 or so years, where Jim O'Keefe and PJ Sheehan, the two sitting TDs, have managed to divide constituency between them and get elected, often with Labour transfers. But on this occasion, both men are standing down, so Fine Gael have decided to run three candidates. All three candidates are sitting county councillors: Jim Daly from Clonakilty, Noel Harrington from Castletownbere in the west, and Kevin Murphy from Kinsale in the east. Fianna Fáil hold one seat here at the moment in the person of Christy O'Sullivan, and they're running two candidates: Dennis O'Donovan, a former TD and now a senator from Skull, and Christy O'Sullivan in Clonakilty, and Fianna Fáil will be hoping to hold one seat in this constituency. Labour running Senator Michael McCarthy is his third time contesting the constituency. Sinn Féin have a newcomer in Paul Hayes, and there are a number of independents: John Carney, David McInerney, Michael Money O'Sullivan and Edmund Butler, and the Greens running Kevin McCaughey. But this is a constituency where essentially it's a contest between the main parties, with Fianna Fáil hoping to hold one seat, Fine Gael hoping to retain two, and Labour hoping to make the breakthrough here. They haven't had a TD here since Michael Pat Murphy retired in 1981. The odds would seem to favour Fine Gael holding their two seats. They have three strong candidates, really, in Jim Daly, Kevin Murphy and Noel Harrington. Kevin Murphy took 3,000 votes in the local elections in Bandon area, so that's a good base for him. Jim Daly is the current mayor of Cork County and took 2,700 votes in the locals, whereas Noel Harrington is coming from a more sparsely populated area in the Bear Peninsula, which has about 3,000 votes. He's going to need the support of PJ Sheehan and his son Dermot, whom he defeated at convention, the councillor, to pick up votes around Bantry. On the Fianna Fáil side, Christy O'Sullivan obviously is a sitting TD, but Dennis O'Donovan, there's a lot of sympathy for him having lost his seat the last time. The question for Labour is, they've polled about 9% the last two occasions with Michael McCarthy. He needs to double that. The odds would seem to me to favour Fine Gael holding the two seats. Kevin Murphy will affect Michael McCarthy's vote in the east, I think, so I'd be inclined to call it two Fine Gael and one Fianna Fáil, possibly with Dennis O'Donovan regaining the seat.